leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
After Finance Minister Bill English delivered his third budget on Thursday afternoon and party leaders had given their initial judgments on it, the government moved to adjourn the budget debate to put the House to work on the two bills that came out of it.
I call the Honourable Minister Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the introduction and passing of the Taxation, Annual Rates and Budget Measures Bill and the passing through all its stages of the Taxation Canterbury Earthquake Measures Bill.
Its majority ensured by agreements with its support parties, ACT, the Maori Party and Peter Dunn, the government won the vote on the urgency motion by 68 to 54, and despite its contents not taking effect for 2 years, the House made a start on the first bill containing changes to KiwiSaver and working for families.
Kia ora no tātou. Greetings, Mr Speaker. Well, today we saw the budget that really has to be called the Tui budget. Yeah, right. Because it is so far right that there's no way that this side of the House is going to...
Labour's Shane Jones in the committee stage of the first bill at 8:30 on Thursday night, when MPs are usually heading home for the weekend.
Indeed, sir, Dr. Peter Sharples will be singing, "Now is the hour." Kia ora tātou.
But Shane Jones was wrong about the song that Peter Sharples sang in his budget speech. It wasn't "Now Is the Hour," but "We're in the Money."
This budget delivers $60 million over the next 3 years to build more kura kaupapa for Māori. It provides $3 million of new money over the 3 years to support development of a new Māori curriculum and resources. There are $9 million over 4 years to support iwi to develop school and community-based Māori language learning. And at long last, kura kaupapa Māori get the same support for school transport as other schools with $8 million in this budget. You.
Even if it's in his vocabulary, you is not a word that the Progressive Coalition's Jim Anderton would choose to describe the budget.
This is a miserable excuse for a budget and one of the worst I have ever seen in my experience in politics.
Jim Anderton was not alone in that view, which was echoed by another MP who entered Parliament in 1984, opposition leader Phil Goff.
This is the worst budget that I have seen in 27 years in this House.
Mr Goff's outline of what a Labour government would do drew ridicule from Prime Minister John Key.
That wasn't an alternative budget, it was a Labour Party Ponzi scheme. Spend more money, borrow it from someone else, close your eyes, hope, and eventually leave it to a national government to tidy it up, Mr Speaker. That strategy might go down well in Greece, but in Greyland, they want real answers and this government's delivering them.
But Greens co-leader Russell Norman was critical of both major parties for their reliance on borrowing, saying that his party was the only one advocating the alternative of increasing revenue from taxes.
Putting the government's historic deficit on the nation's credit card is the wrong thing to do. And I say to our colleagues in Labor, if you don't like the spending cuts, then you have to identify where the money will come from to keep those services.
Up the other end of the political spectrum, the budget was also a disappointment for the ACT Party's caucus leader, John Boscawen.
Mr Speaker, the budget presented an opportunity to finally show some real leadership, some real vision for New Zealand, but sadly, Mr Speaker, both are lacking in this budget.
All of which was just hot air, according to United Futures' Peter Dunn.
Mr Speaker, in this morning's newspaper, there was an announcement that New Zealand scientists had discovered a series of planets that float independently through the solar system. I think in listening to the responses from parties opposite this afternoon, we have discovered some of those planets, because the arguments that they advance really bear no relationship at all to contemporary reality.
A rival to Peter Dunn's claim to a monopoly on contemporary reality was the Finance Minister, Bill English.
This is not a typical election year budget. It is a responsible budget appropriate to New Zealand's situation.
The Prime Minister, though, left no doubt about it being an election year budget.
The people of New Zealand want that brighter future. My advice to them is this: vote National come November the 26th. Phil Goff, I'll see you on the campaign trail.
And while the Prime Minister heads off down the campaign trail, Parliament carries on, returning from this fortnight's adjournment to start another three-week sitting period on Tuesday, June the 7th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.